The governor has signed a bill that encourages local governments to cooperate with the military when they draw up their comprehensive land use plans. A legislative associate with the Wisconsin Counties Association says it provides for a representative from a military base to be included in the process. Matt Storr says the bill is good because it gives the military a chance to tell local officials if a particular land use could conflict with base activities.
I think it's a good thing for local units of government that have military bases within their boundaries to find out what the needs of those military bases are and to hear from those officials about those needs. And so the local unit of government can incorporate those recommendations into their planning process.
Storr says the bill requires communities with military bases within their borders to have a non-voting member of the military on their planning committees. State Representative Terry Musser helped author the bill. Musser says it may help the state keep its military bases off future base closing lists.
I know in other states that has a big bearing on these base closure lists, and that's why we felt so strongly that it's time for to get the military installations and the local units of government to at least sit down to get in the same book, if not on the same page, but at least to sit down and discuss the potential problems that could be there.
Meanwhile, City Administrator Ken Witt in Sparta says his city is adjacent to Fort McCoy in Monroe County. Witt says they're already working with the military on land use planning.
When we did our land use plan a year or two ago now, we had someone from the military base sitting on all those meetings so that we can coordinate our land use plan with their intentions. And so we already have done that on a voluntary basis.
The executive director of the Wisconsin Towns Association says the new law encourages communication. Rick Stottleman says it also requires that people who buy land within 2 miles of a military base be informed about the nearness of the base. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.